This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALIA. A lot of us are grumpy, right? You know, we're now in the dead of summer. It's hot. Most of our TV shows are on hiatus, right? You know, like Game of Thrones. I can't wait a whole another 10 months till the next Game of Thrones, and gosh, it was good. By the way, I know a lot of you guys say, look, you know, you tried Game of Thrones, you can't stand it, you can't get into it. Let me tell you, it did take a couple seasons, okay? It did take a good couple years, but then once you got into it, you were like, whoa. In fact, this is one of the very few TV shows where I think I'm going to actually want to read the books. I don't like to read. Okay, I have to do reading all the time with my job and, you know, prepping for the radio show and et cetera. So I'm sick of reading. But I got to tell you, this Game of Thrones story is so damn good. So anyway, we got to do something to pass the time. Many of you have left emails and calls for medical questions. We got a lot of medical news. Let's just get right to it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I want to ask you, my son had a kidney removed, the cancer, and there was still some stuff left that they couldn't take care of, and the chemo that he got did not work, but he's on Optivo, something like that now, an Israeli treatment. Do you know anything about that? Thank you.
Okay. I wish I could talk to you live. I know you probably listened to the night show last night. You know, wishing your son the best with the fight with kidney cancer. I'd love to know how old he is. I'm assuming he's kind of middle aged, probably younger. There's an Opdivo. I'm wondering if that's the medication you're talking about. It's an immunotherapy that the FDA has approved to be used for metastatic kidney cancer. Starting to find some good results. I got to be honest with you. I haven't, seen it clinically in practice because my patients with renal cell carcinoma that I've had, this wasn't out or approved at the time. But, from what we're seeing is some initial, trials. It has been doing well. These immunotherapies are very interesting in that they help your immune system fight the cancer, and it doesn't seem to be as barbaric as chemotherapy. But from what I understand, there's still going to be the side effects. You know, he still could feel pretty crummy on it. I guess immunotherapy for kidney cancer is something that is we were very optimistic about. These immunotherapies, you know, what they do is they stimulate chemicals in your body called cytokines, and these like interleukins and interferons, and these cytokines, you know, have been used in the past to treat. We've been trying to figure out how to induce your body to fight cancer, and the reason why it's such a smart way to fight cancer is because your body fights cancer all the time. We have cells going rogue all the time. And our body hunts, scavenges around. When I was in training, we called it tumor necrosis factor, where you would call, it would scavenge around, find something, and then if they saw a cell that was starting to go rogue, boom, kills it right away. You know, I always liken, cancer to a real bad, shifty politician. You know, you could have somebody just sitting there barking up and making noise and all that, and you could like ignore him and kick him out of the room. But once he starts getting voters, and once he starts getting lobbyists and money, et cetera, and he starts, enveloping and infecting the people around to help vote that person in, you know, then what do you do with a bad politician? You got to cut it out. And then you got to deal with the remaining cells or the remaining people that still, I can't think of a politician at the top of my head where you're like, gosh, you know, why is this person, you know, still always around? But anyway, so that's how I look at it. And so the cytokines help, help fight the cancer, and it's a type of, you know, immunotherapy for cancer now. It doesn't seem to destroy healthy cells because it's inducing your healthy cells to fight the bad ones. So it's interesting. I mean, kidney cancer, unfortunately, is a very, very tricky one. And renal cell carcinoma, which is what we call it, or, you know, we call it kidney cell, they say about 62,000 cases are diagnosed each year in the United States. And they say, unfortunately, about 14,000 people die of kidney cancer each year. It's a lot more common, though, when you're older. It seems to affect men more than women. And again, it's not very, very common. But what's so frustrating about kidney cancer is, remember, your kidney is a very vascular organ. You know, the kidney has to filter out the blood. So all the blood has to go through the kidney. So that means the kidney could very easily give its cancer into the bloodstream, and then it spread. But we're finding, I mean, you know, the couple of patients I had that had kidney cancer, they survived. They did very, very well. You know, I'm a little concerned because he's younger. But then again, when they're younger, they have a better immune system. Hence, immunotherapy may work well. I mean, look at the immunotherapy with Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was fighting, malignant melanoma, that metastasized to the brain. And he did very well on immunotherapy. So I'm very optimistic, and if it Opdivo is the one that you're talking about, I'm optimistic about it. But the problem with kidney cancer is a lot of times you just don't feel it while it's brewing. I personally love to, at physicals, you know, check people's urine, and if I see blood in the urine, I like to get them into a urologist right away. I know a lot of insurance companies don't like that. In fact, one insurance company got mad at me, going, why are you sending people to urologists if they have blood in the urine? I go, because if blood in the urine, you know, even though there's many normal, I don't want to say normal, but benign causes for blood in the urine, how do I know there's not a bladder cancer or a kidney cancer? So blood in the urine could be a sign. And then, you know, I'm a fan of every now and then imaging the kidneys. You know, I don't like these cancers that sneak up on you. So personally, I love a CAT scan every now and then, but I know the insurance companies will be like, whoa, what? Turn her off. So keep me posted. I'd really like to know, and I hope this helps. The 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A little bit of panic where I believe beaches in the Florida Panhandle closed temporarily, or was it just a report? We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
The Dr. Delia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Delia and on Facebook, The Dr. Delia Show. I want to apologize. I'm wearing my reading glasses. Every time I wear my reading glasses, my nose starts to run. Do you guys ever get that? This is crazy. I don't understand that. All right. Well, anyway, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Delia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Delia Show. You know what? I really do not like these studies that come out where they talk about the worst places to live. Well, anyway, there was a study that came out, according to the 24/7 Wall Street, that rates Miami, as the worst city in America. This is ridiculous. But anyway, they're basing this on crime, income, and poverty levels being worse than anywhere else in the United States. The report concluded that Miami has one of the biggest income inequality gaps in the country. The top 1% earn $2 million, which is 45 times more than the average income of everyone else, which appears to be $31,900 a year. The national average of income is $53,657. They say properties are valued way above the $181,000 mean at $245,000. They say 1 in 4 people live in poverty. Crime rates are high, with 1,000 incidents per 100,000 people. They say Detroit came in second. Just to quickly go through, I don't see my city on the list. Woo-wee. But you know what? A lot of you guys are my affiliates, so I do worry a little bit. All right, so according to this study, Miami came in as the worst city to live in America based on crime and income, etc. Again, I don't believe this, but this is according to 24/7 Wall Street. Number two was Detroit. Number three was Paterson, New Jersey. Four was Hawthorne, California. Five, Fall River, Massachusetts. Then came Birmingham, Alabama. Memphis, Tennessee. Flint, Michigan came in eight with everything going on with the pipes and the water crisis. Nine was Cleveland, Ohio. Poor Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland always makes these lists. I don't understand. I've been to Cleveland. I love Cleveland. I think Cleveland's great. Gary, Indiana. Westminster, California, Jackson, Mississippi, number 12, Dayton, Ohio, Buffalo, New York, St. Louis, Missouri, Canton, Ohio, Mount Vernon, New York. Mount Vernon, New York. Doesn't that sound fancy? Rockford, Illinois, Wilmington, Delaware, and then Youngstown, Ohio. I'm not done. Albany, Georgia makes the list of 21 as the worst city in the United States. Poor Albany, Georgia. I feel bad for Albany, Georgia, because everybody's like, you know, I live in Albany. And they're like, oh, New York? No, Georgia. You know, I hate when cities... There's like a Las Vegas, New Mexico, or right? There's like a Las Vegas, New Mexico, and there's like a Hollywood, Florida. Well, I live in Hollywood. Oh, man, you know, well, say hi to Justin Bieber for me. No, I'm in Hollywood, Florida. Yeah, that's got to be very frustrating for them. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Springfield, Massachusetts, Houston, Texas, Camden, New Jersey, 25. Then we have Baltimore, Maryland, Lawrence, Massachusetts, Lansing, Michigan, Springfield, Illinois, Knoxville, Tennessee, Kansas City, South Bend, Indiana, Akron, Ohio, Racine, Wisconsin. I'm not seeing my city. Las Vegas, woohoo. Lorain, Ohio, Peoria, Illinois. There's a Peoria, I think, in Arizona. Oh, here's Arizona. Tucson, Arizona. Cincinnati, Ohio. Toledo, Ohio. Oakland, California. And we're rounding out the last 10 with Santa Barbara, California. Santa Barbara? Isn't Santa Barbara supposed to be all just, you know, trees and beach and happy people? San Francisco, California. Newark, New Jersey. New York. Davis, California. Washington, D.C. These are big cities. Boston, Massachusetts. Chico, California. Palo Alto, California. And then Bellingham, Washington. Okay, so Las Vegas, we're good. A lot of my affiliates so far are good. I don't know what's going on. So, it's interesting. I am a little nervous about Vegas, you know, later being on the list. I think a lot of us have been seeing increases in crime. You know, it's interesting. You know, the mob used to run Vegas, and I, you know, maybe it's because I was younger and I wasn't watching the news as much. But it just seems to be less of, you know, a bunch of the BS that you start to hear nowadays. It's very, very interesting when a mob runs the town, how much different things are. I'm not saying I miss it, but it was just a very interesting time in Vegas. But you know. Miami obviously is a very, very cultural city where, you know, when I'm in Miami, I rarely hear English spoken. You know, and when people speak to me, they assume I speak Spanish. And so this may be an example of a city that has, a very high immigration level, but they don't have the infrastructure appropriate for that level of immigration. Therefore, unfortunately, people are falling off the poverty curve. So it's interesting to see. But, you know, Florida definitely has its share of issues. Apparently, there's been a report that a couple of the beaches are full of poop bacteria. And I guess there was a small panic when an Atlanta report from WSB meteorologists claimed that the National Weather Service had closed beaches along the panhandle due to quote-unquote flesh-eating bacteria known as Vibrio vulnificus. Now, the station later retracted the report because the National Weather Service doesn't usually close beaches and there's no presence of the flesh-eating bacteria. So there was some apology and, you know, people moved on. on. But according to the Florida Department of Health, 8 beaches, 6 in Okaloosa and 2 in Walton County, have tested higher for levels of enterococci. Now, enterococci is a bacteria that could be an indication of fecal pollution, because the enterococci comes from human GI tracts. I don't really know much about the fish GI tract. When I was in school, and remember, I took a lot of biology because I majored in biology, we dissected fish, but we never really evaluated the poop. My guess is fish poop, it just isn't as stinky. You know, I see the fish poop. You know, it was very interesting. I was in SeaWorld, and one of the whales had, like, diarrhea. And to see a whale diarrhea, was it a whale? I don't know. It was something swimming. And boy, the stuff coming out of its tushy, I mean, it was cloud. It was light brown. Okay, anyway, we'll move on. So the Department of Public Health of Florida website says, all Florida Panhandle beaches, water quality are satisfactory at present for fecal indicator bacteria, except 6 in Okaloosa County. So they're looking at Garnier's and Walton County, Garnier's Park, Poquito Park, Rocky Bayou State Park, East Pass, Clement, Taylor Park, Henderson Beach, and County Park, Miramar Beach, and Blue Mountain Beach. I don't know if I swam in Miramar. The Okaloosa County Department said it has not issued a no-swim advisory in the county, but has issued health advisories. Now, remember, enterococci, those are flesh-eating. Okay? This is a bacteria that's in your intestine. Okay? So if it was flesh-eating, it would be eating you from the inside out. It doesn't do that. Okay? It could, however, cause you to have diarrhea. It could cause you to get very, very sick. Okay? But it's rare. So a healthy person swimming in water or a public pool that has enterococci in it is usually okay. The greatest risk, however, is if you're immunocompromised, or if you're very young, or if you're older. And so they say here, quote unquote, it's important to understand that a health advisory is not the same as a no-swim advisory. So there have been no confirmed cases of a flesh-eating bacteria or virus, they say, in Okaloosa, and no health advisory has been reported for water along the Alabama Gulf Coast. So, all right, so that comes out of Alabama.com. So obviously people want to know what's going on with Alabama. Personally, guys, you know, I've swam in many oceans, and I've tasted the water. It's disgusting, all right? And I've told you guys that seawater, especially the Pacific, tastes like amniotic fluid. I had a lady go into labor, and her bag burst. The bag was coming out before the baby. And this was before we could even get her into a room. The baby was coming, so we had her in a triage area. And the bag completely burst while I was giving reports to my attending who was walking up behind me. And so I got a whole bunch of amniotic fluid in my mouth. It was disgusting. But it tasted exactly like Pacific Ocean. I was in the Caribbean. That water tastes a little different. Pacific water, to me, tastes a little different than Caribbean water. I don't like the Caribbean water either, but I definitely don't like the Pacific water in my mouth. That was kind of disgusting. So, you know, when you swim in a pool or when you swim in an ocean, you're getting this stuff in your body all the time. Remember, your body has defense mechanisms, okay? You have acid in your stomach. So you get an enterococci that falls down and gets into the stomach. Okay, usually that acid will you know, kill. It's been killing things all along. I mean, how many of you go to a fast food place and the person had come out of the bathroom, you know, their manager yelled at them saying, hurry up on the line. They get on the line, they make the burgers, they never wash their hands, and you just ate something that was on their hands after they wiped their butt. So, I mean, we're used to this all the time. Our bodies are very, very exposed to it. If you're immunocompromised, it's an issue. All right, when we come back, what is the number one killer of Americans? And I guess some very interesting gynecological stories. Women grooming their pubic hair. Apparently, Fox News has some information on that, as well as many media sites. And then the pelvic exams. Do we really need pelvic exams? That's up for debate. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the number one killer of Americans, still the same, heart disease. The leading causes of death have remained the same from the year before. Heart disease is the number one killer, followed by cancer, according to the CDC. Infant mortality, babies dying, have decreased 2.3%. Thank the Lord. Of course, we don't know what's going to be happening with new numbers coming with Zika. They're even saying that babies without microcephaly exposed to Zika could have issues, and we're going to investigate that a little bit more. But they say there is some good news. The American death and infant mortality rates have hit a record low. Adult deaths for 2014 declined 1%. Wow. And life expectancy increased for black men, Hispanics, and non-Hispanic black men, according to the report. However, life expectancy decreased for non-Hispanic white women. Next in order of deadliness came the chronic lower respiratory diseases like emphysema, accidents like car accidents, drug overdoses, stroke, Alzheimer's, diabetes, the flu and pneumonia, kidney disease, suicide, septicemia, which is basically the bacterial infection going throughout the blood, chronic causing you to go into sepsis, chronic liver disease, cirrhosis, which is basically liver disease such that your liver hardens and it can't perform the functions that it needs to, hypertension, which is high blood pressure, Parkinson's, and lung diseases. So the rankings have changed a little over the years. In 2013, Alzheimer's deaths surpassed diabetes, swapping places on the list. In 2009, the 15th leading killer was homicide, but from 2010 on, it became lung diseases caused by external agents. The rankings for infants' deaths, according to CNN, also stay the same. They are in order: congenital malformations, where they're born with issues of the heart, brain, etc. Low birth weight, maternal complications, SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, accidents, cord and placental complications, sepsis, respiratory distress, circulatory system diseases, and unfortunately neonatal hemorrhage. So I guess the CDC has been publishing this cause of death data since 1952. I guess the goal is so that it could guide policy and prevention efforts. You know, Americans obviously with heart disease still number one, and we have some new studies out also with heart disease, and you know, it's going to be though interesting because I foresee we're going to prevent heart disease more and more. So even though it's the number one killer, I predict that we're going to see less and less of it, unless they start to, you know, it depends. We have a lot of baby boomers that are aging, but our baby boomers are living longer and longer. You know, life expectancy used to be in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and 70s. We're seeing a climb, starting to climb into the 80s, which is something we predicted earlier this decade. We're going to be well into the 80s by the end of this decade, and then we're going to slowly start to see life expectancy into the 90s. So if people, let's say, pass when they're 92, okay, and they die in their sleep. They would have died in their sleep because their heart stopped. I don't know if they're going to measure that as a heart attack or if they're going to measure that as old age. It'd be very interesting to have that as a separate category. What percentage of people die of quote-unquote old age? The thing is we don't really use that in medical terms, okay? You know, we don't like to put on a death certificate he was old, okay? Because, you know, 72 is not old. Okay, you know, 81, why old is so subjective, and age in that case is subjective. If somebody was 120, then okay, I'd say, yeah, you know what, just go ahead and say old. All right, but you know, I mean, we're living longer, we're doing more, we got new knees, we got new hips, got shoulder, I mean, we got all sorts of new joints and new things going on, so we're doing a lot. You know, it's very, very interesting. I get emails many times on people's grandparents, newly widowed, but not newly widowed, but at the point where they're dating again, and many of you are very, very concerned about them having sex. Like, you know, gosh, you know, Grandpa 76, and he's got a girlfriend. Do we have to worry? You know, and what I usually say is, look, I mean, you know, God bless him and his new girlfriend. And I mean, I would rather he have fun and die of a heart attack having sex. Not that that usually happens, than to sit home, withering away, you know, in a home somewhere, apartment somewhere, being lonely. Okay? You know, you only have X amount of time to live, X amount of opportunities. And being in love, you know, and dying happy, it's a dream of ours. Still, differences between women and men. They say the leading cause of, cause of injury-related deaths in 2014 was unintentional poisoning. That includes somebody who accidentally swallowed poison or somebody who overdosed on drugs. So injury-related deaths was basically, since 2014, overdose. Women still outlive men in the United States by 4.8 years, but the gap has narrowed. In 1979, the difference was about 7.8 years, so you would outlive your spouse for a long time. Now we're seeing that change. Racial differences in death rates. Adjusted for age, the death rate was 1.2 times greater for non-Hispanic black population than non-Hispanic white population. And when it comes to AIDS and HIV, that fell from 6th to 8th. Among the leading causes of death for men 25 to 34, HIV ranks 6th among black men in that age group, 7th among Asian Pacific Islander and Hispanic men. HIV does not even make up the top 10 causes of death for white men in the age group. Now, again, the rankings are limited. The report points out that lung cancer is not separated from other cancers. Lung cancer in and of itself would rank 3rd. The number one cancer killer is lung, still. But in terms of the number one cause of death, cancer, obviously lower than on the list than heart. They say hospital errors and infections were not on the list. That I don't like, okay? When they were saying, you know, wasn't it a few months ago there was a study saying hospital infections and errors that doctors make it should be included in the top 10 reasons of people dying? And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Anyway, they say a study this year, oh, here it is. Study this year estimated that the number of people who die from medical facilities ears and ear infections make those problems the 3rd leading killer of Americans. Wait, what? This is ridiculous. Really, the 3rd leading killer? Please. You know, I really, really have a problem with that, because when I was in training, okay, now mind you, I was a medical student and then I was a medical resident, okay, so I still needed my diapers changed, okay, analogy speaking. And we would not hurt people in the hospital, send them home. See, remember, we were county hospital, so it's not like they could go off to a different hospital. We were the hospital that they would usually come back to. And I did not see one case personally where we caused a person specifically to have a medical error, medical issue. I didn't, on my surface, I didn't see any of that. Okay? Yes, could there be a complication every now and then? Yeah. But, I mean, by the time, you know, I was in training, when it came to surgery, you didn't leave gauze. You didn't leave instruments. You did counts. We had to sit there and count, okay, what we started with is what we ended with. Okay? I mean, we spent a lot. I mean, you didn't close the patient up until you did your counts. Okay? And you did them very thoroughly. I mean, you know, they're making it sound like this is happening all the time. So I have a big, big beef with that. So, you know, listen, you know, we all know what the end outcome is. What we want to do is we want it on our own terms. We want to make sure we enjoy life. We want to make sure we're ready. You know, and you know, back to the emails I get in terms of, you know, relatives, you know, being out there and enjoying themselves. You know, sometimes I wonder if there's a secondary gain. You know, you guys want me to say it's bad. You want me to tell you to tell your father or mother to stop sleeping around because you have a problem with it and you want to use an excuse. Well, you know, the doctor said so. You can't go to their doctor because they won't let you go to their doctor with them. So you come to me saying, you know, Dr. Dahlia said you can't have sex. And no, okay, please don't be doing that. All right, trust me. You know, as long as people are using protection, you know, as much as I would like sex done under matrimony, you know, we're in a whole new, you know, environment now. We're in a whole new era where, you know, widows and widowers, they have Viagra. And so, and they have love and they have a lot more decades to live. So I don't think life should end when you lose your spouse. I think if they want to enjoy themselves, I think they should be able to responsibly, consensually. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mm, yeah. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you. you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, this is medical headlines, right? And it's being reported out of Fox News as well as many other affiliates that media have outlets. And I didn't think I'd have to be talking about this, but we did cover this years ago on my show. And I guess there's a study out today saying 80% of women groom their pubic hair for a wide variety of reasons. They say previous studies have found most women groom their hair, quote unquote, down there by shaving, waxing, trimming, and until now, no one has looked at their motivations. According to Dr. Tammy Rowan, an obstetrician and gynecologist at the University of California, San Francisco. And she said it is important to understand what drives women to do this, according to she and her colleagues. Well, of course, because they're doing the study. They say women are requesting also, on the rise, more genital cosmetic surgery. And they find that many women are motivated by aesthetics rather than functionality. And so they think the grooming, I guess, may have a role in this trend. They say because women are able to visualize their body parts more easily now than in the past, they are thus more motivated to change their appearance. See, I guess in the past, you wouldn't shave, so you really didn't know what you look like down there. Now people do, obviously, because they take a mirror down there and they... Yeah. Hey, look, this is what's the medical headlines, okay? Okay, but there, it is important. I'll tell you why. Okay, it is important, okay, because it does. It puts you at risk for infection. It does cause issues. They say in a nationally represented survey of 3,300 women, age 18 to 65, 60% said they groomed for hygiene and cleanliness, 46% said it was part of their routine, and 32% thought that made their vagina look nicer. About 56% said they groomed it for sex, 46% said they groomed for vacation, and 40% said they trimmed for a healthcare visit. Okay, according to Dr. Rowan, I've noticed over the past couple of years that women are extremely self-conscious about their genitals and apologize for not being groomed. Women were far more likely to groom if their partner also groomed and if their partner preferred that they groomed. Now, I remember there was a study of which type of grooming. Right. I mean, obviously, there are very different descriptions. Okay, landing strip, bald eagle. I think the movie White Chicks, brought up a couple names of other types that I'm not going to say on air. And I guess the reason why in science and the reason why you see this being reported by Fox News and these other, media outlets is because it's, well, probably not TV. I wonder if this is on the news, TV news, is because, when you see trends of what people do to themselves, it kind of will, echo what could be going on in society. Okay? I mean, we talked about this on the show. What was the purpose of pubic hair? What's the evolutionary purpose for that? Well, when you're an animal, okay, and remember, okay, go back to caveman days, okay? If you developed myopia, nearsightedness, okay? And remember, the purpose of humans is to mate, just like the purpose of any animal kingdom, okay? We need to survive, we need to mate. Having a very, I guess, prominent visual focal point of the area where you are supposed to mate on the body seems to help with mating, you see? And so whether somebody has vision issues or not, the pubic hair down there helps allow there to be that focal attention. All right. Plus, it also provides a defense against pathogens going in there. Okay, if you have a completely shaved area, so let's say you shaved your arm, but you're looking at my arm, I may need to. Boy, I'm getting hairy. Anyway, so let's say you have a shaved area and you got a little cut. Okay, that cut is now wide out there in the open. And so a bug could get in there and I could get infected. But when you have hair covering it, you have less likely to cut and you have less likely to, allow easy access for a pathogen. So this is why they're not very excited about women doing this from a hygiene standpoint, because now you have less protection there. Okay? They say 84% reported. Oh, they say frequency of sex, types of sexual activity, and sex of sexual partner were not tied to the likelihood. 84% reported ever grooming. Nearly all say that they did it themselves rather than having somebody else do it. White women and those with a college degree were more likely to groom. Women over 45 were about 95% less likely to groom than younger women. They say there were still a lot of older women. This is according to Reuters. There's a lot of older women who were grooming, but they were grooming far less than younger women. Now, remember, it's supposed to be a protection. So Dr. Rowan talks about, is it Dr. Rowan from Reuters? Maybe, I don't know. It says, it serves as a cushion between the outside world and the sensitive skin tissues of the vulva and possibly the labia. It traps bacteria, chemicals, and various things to prevent them from getting into the vagina and protects the skin from getting irritated. So while many of you are grooming, you know, we've talked about how bad it is to douche prior to going for a pelvic exam. People do that because they want to be, I guess, you know, groomed before they go into the gynecologist. And, you know, we, you know, in medicine say don't do that. Speaking of which, the pelvic exam, they are reassessing whether we need it. Now, the annual pelvic exams are not going away, but a panel of U.S. medical experts concluded that there's no proof that these really help women who aren't pregnant. So this draft recommendation released Tuesday said the U.S. Preventative Task Force could not weigh in for or against routine pelvic exams. See, the task force will say, look, we recommend, let's say, an ultrasound in smokers if you're over 65. All right, but they'll say we cannot, you know, rule, or they will say we discourage prostate exams in men under 40. Okay, so they, but then when they just can't really say, that's what they'll say. We cannot weigh in for or against. So they're calling for more research to better understand the benefits and harms of performing screening pelvic exams. And the task force, they say, right now, women should still be screened for cervical cancer. That's only for symptom-free, okay? We recommend women being screened every 3 years from age 21 to 29 and every 5 years from 30 to 65. Sexually active women should also be screened for gonorrhea and chlamydia. See, I used the pelvic exam as a time for education where they would be sitting there, they were dressed, and we would be talking more about their sexual health, pregnancy, you know, I don't know what the numbers are still with unintended pregnancy and how that's changing, but the more you visit your doctor, the more you have a chance for us to teach, talk, and remind you. I mean, I'm a doctor, and I can't tell you, even me, I need to be reminded of things. And when my doctor says, okay, don't forget to do this, don't forget to, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, I should be checking this. And I should be checking my cholesterol. I forgot to ask about my mom. Yeah, you know, I am due for a mammogram, so I should be checking my breast for cancer, that kind of thing. So we, you know, when you go into the, you're getting education. And so one concern I've had, which I've been very, very vocal about, you know, when you start giving birth control over the counter, is how is your 14, 15-year-old patient going to get a good talking to? You know, how are they going to be screened for trauma, for assault? How are they going to be screened for STDs? So I foresee they do away with the pelvic exam, but I also foresee that being a huge problem, in that we're not going to be able to have access to these, you know, individuals who do need access. I mean, many people still have no idea about STDs. Many girls think that you can get it from a toilet seat, or they think if you're wearing a condom, you're in the clear. Well, no, you're not always in the clear. What if the condom is being reused? What if the condom is not being worn properly? All right. You know, what if you are kissing somebody with an open sore? So, you know, maybe the actual pap smear doesn't necessarily need to be done. And we've talked about that. But an actual exam looking for masses and tumors. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Rebel. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.